Radio Tiger Offset, the Chris Fade Show, 8:30 in studio. Yasmin Karachiwala joining us in studio. She's a fitness guru. She's an expert. She's a motivational queen. And she's also the trainer to a lot of the big Bollywood celebrities. You get their bodies because Bollywood celebrities, there.
They gotta look hot. What the
guys take their shirts off. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What is going on here? This is fantastic. Who was the first Bollywood celebrity? Because it's sort of a domino effect, I'm guessing. Like, right. Once you get one, they tell their friends and they...
Well, actually, you know, once you get one, you have to prove that you're good.
Good, yes.
And then you get the others. Yeah, yeah, but my first Bollywood celebrity was Kareena Kapoor.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
What a celeb to have.
Yeah. And she's one of the sweetest people I know.
Mm, that's so cute.
Yeah. And at that time, I used to actually train from my house.
So she'd come to your house?
She'd come to my house, yeah.
That's amazing. That's did you crazy. Make sure it was...
All the men I knew wanted to come to my house too.
Okay. Wow. So did you have to clean it? Like, would you clean it up a little bit more when you know that?
No, don't you remember? I never got myself a glass of water.
Okay. There was right. people doing
okay.
that.
Oh, yeah.
So you would train out of your house, and then after the first celebrity did it, obviously the results were fantastic.
Right.
And then it just, you know,
it went through? It took a few years because I started a studio in my house, sure out of convenience and because I hated going to people's houses and training them.
Didn't want to move.
So I was like, you know what, come to me if you want to be trained by me. And I stuck to it because over the years, a lot of the celebs would want me to go because they had a gym or, you know, they had something set up. And I was like, I'm not going because I have everything I need to train here.
Yeah.
And I can do a better job. It also saves a lot of time because traveling from one place to the other. But yeah, coming back to Kareena, she was with me for many years and people saw her transformation and, you know, would call, come to try out a class, basically check me out whether I was worth it. And I guess I was.
You were worth it.
Who else do you have on your roster at the moment?
Right now, I have Katrina Kaif. I have...
Oh, I know that one.
Yes?
That's good. Rossi, you don't need to tell us if you know them or not.
No.
Because... Okay, every time. I know that one.
We were in a movie together.
We did. Yes. We did We did a very small part in Tigers in Thayer, the three of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I ran into her a few times.
But he did fly to Mumbai to do his scene.
Yeah, they were so jealous because they had to do theirs in Abu Dhabi in a hot desert and I got to go to the Novotel in Mumbai.
Yeah, true story actually.
Yeah. I was actually in Abu Dhabi training her for Tiger.
No way. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was there for a month.
Yeah.
And then I trained Deepika Padukone, Alia Bhatt.
Are you getting her wedding ready, Deepika?
Did you see my Insta?
Yes, I did.
And it was really cute, but yeah, she's already ready.
She's so beautiful anyway.
She's always ready for anything.
So obviously all these celebrities, they all have their different training regimes. You don't just have the one slot if someone needs to work on something else or a different part. Is that how you sort of target it for individuals?
It's always targeted depending on what role they're going to play next.
Okay.
And so I have a plan, but the plan changes every day because some days they come to the studio with a lot of energy and some days they're in the studio at midnight after a whole day of shoot and exhausted. So obviously I change it around, but my point is, however hard I work them, they have to walk out feeling really good.
Yeah totally.
And what can you tell us about PAD, the studio? Because I can see it on the t-shirt right now. What is this?
Pilates and dance.
Ooh. Yeah, it's Yasmin Karachiwala's Pilates and Dance Studio. We opened about 2 months ago and it's in the Greens. And so we've tried to get the concept of Pilates and dance because Pilates by itself, for someone who's trying to lose weight, needs to put in some cardiovascular.
Yep.
And, you know, the cardio machines are so boring. People, like, go on them and then they start chatting with people or checking messages or Instagramming.
Yep.
So we have something which is fun. They don't know how an hour passes. They're doing dance. We have different kinds of dance.
So
Zumba,
good.
Contemporary, Bollywood.
Pretty, you got to go down. She's a really good Bollywood
and
dancer.
And then we have something called the PAD Special, which is 45 minutes of dance and 45 minutes of Pilates.
I'm in.
And yeah, it's really great.
You got to get
pretty. 1.5 hour, you feel great. It's, I think, on the weekend. So,
so good.
You're weekend ready.
That's so good. I love it. And it's at the Greens, guys, if you want to know more about it. Once again, Yasmin Karachiwala's PAD. It's called The PAD.
It's The PAD. And the most amazing thing is it started by my niece, who's actually my daughter. I've just lent her to my brother. And And she's trained. She's a trained Pilates instructor as well.
So, so cool.
She just got married and she wanted to start a Pilates, you know, franchise of Body Image. We were like, I told her, if you want to run a business successfully, you have to be the business. So all That's of this advice. Year, she's gone to America and trained, and now she's a Pilates instructor.
That's awesome. Right.
Well, I love it. It's a pleasure and honor to have you here in the Virgin Radio Studios. Go check out the pad in the greens as well. Yasmin Karachi-Walla here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.